Hull Sister, 1862. Sister Hull, your case was shown me as being very critical. You may overcome. You can redeem the time. God pities you. I saw that you have grown up with the habit of exaggerating. You have talked much and are not careful to relate matters just as they are told you or just as they exist. You talk too much. You should reflect more and talk less. I saw that you had not been in fault alone. Sister Pierce has not done as she should. She has questioned you, and you have answered her, and she has reported your answers, and things have come under her observation, which she has repeated, and it has caused others to look upon you in a worse light than they otherwise would have done. Sister Batchelor has also been unwise in taking notice of remarks and acts in you, and then mentioning them. I saw that Sister Nichols was no benefit to you. She talks much, in quite an exalted, elevated strain, but it does not benefit you. She is not aware what spirit she is of. She possesses hard, bitter feelings against Sister Warren. Both have shown great weakness, but Sister Warren means to be a Christian. Sister Nichols means to be a Christian, but she is too much exalted and has many feelings and impressions she supposes are from the Lord, which originate in her own brain. She imagines a great deal that God has nothing to do with. She thinks she is especially taught of God, when it is a deception, a fanatical deception. I saw that God pities you. Your teachings in your youth were not what they should have been, and you have therefore the stronger effort to make now to overcome that which has grown with your growth and strengthened with your strength. But by watchfulness and prayer and the patient, persevering help of your brethren, you can overcome. I saw that Brother Hull has had but little help at home to bear him up, and he has been sinking for some time under discouragement. God help you to arise together and make powerful efforts for everlasting life.